Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The following story is usually quite amusing, but occasionally it can be quite tragic. We heard recently the young fellow that was riding a trolley down the street with his mate and was killed. But generally speaking, the whole shopping trolley thing is a source of amusement as well as annoyance for people around the suburbs of major cities. And just seeing shopping trolleys littering the streets is very annoying, let's be honest. Mostly young kids grab them late at night to do all sorts of weird things. I remember when I was at university, we used to jump in shopping trolleys and ride down the paths of the residences, nowhere near a public road.
That's what we want from our higher education dollar.
Oh, of course. And in those days, Gough was paying for it too.
He was indeed.
Anyway, it's particularly a problem in the Bankstown area, so much so that the local rag has reported a story that retailers have employed a device called the Trolley Tracker, which allows community and councils to report sightings on a website or a mobile phone app, which are then sent to the retailers, and shopping centres can somehow retrieve their trolleys. But they do say it's a losing battle. Russell Zimmerman is the executive director with the Australian Retailers Association. Russell, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Bill.
Now, I would imagine this is a big problem for retailers.
Yes, look, it is a huge cost. I think a shopping trolley's worth about $150 every time they lose one.
Wow. Interesting. Is that includes the cost of getting it back, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's just the cost of building it. That's not the cost of getting it back. And you find that when Clean Up Australia happens each year, you'll see on the photographs, they've usually found a few shopping trolleys in the bottom of creeks and waterways and the like. So they do lose them, and obviously if they go there, then they're obviously rust and that kind of thing. They become useless. Trolley wheels, we all know the story about trolley wheels. They're a real problem. So the cost of upkeep on trolleys is fairly high too. But Trolley Tracker has been around for quite a while. It's not just in the Bankstown area. It's pretty much available everywhere across Australia. And the idea is there's a 1300 number and you can report a trolley missing, a trolley being left around. And I think you can also do it online from memory.
And you don't have to ID the trolley because all the retailers have their own trolleys and you quite often have to put them back in different places at the various shopping centres.
My understanding is the trolleys are picked up and then they're sent back to their various homes, if I can put it that way. But I do note that there's some retailers around, and I think Aldi is one of them, that have got a coin operation. Mm-hmm. So they lock them in to each other, and you put $1 or $2 in them. In the
Woolies do that too, and I think...
I think Woolies doesn't. I think Coles does.
Right.
Mm. So Coles tends to have some that are and some that aren't.
Well, our local Woolies does, I think.
Oh, does it?
Mm. Mm. And look, it may depend upon the individual areas, but they certainly is a better way of making sure you get them back because people usually want to get their $2 back. So that can be a system that can assist. But, yes, they are a problem and they are a very costly problem.
Do we know the reasons? I mean, it seems obvious that, yes, people are taking the trolleys to walk home with their groceries in it and then they just leave them and don't take them. Is that the only reason, or do people steal them just to joyride and that sort of stuff?
Look, I think obviously the majority of them happen because people push them home when they've got their groceries in them, but obviously they are joy-ridden, shall I put it that way, and people take them for larking around in. So,
well, anecdotally, I must say, working shift work in the media, I've seen a heck of a lot more young people skylarking in trolleys late at night than I've seen elderly people using them to, carry their groceries when they don't have any other means to do so.
Yeah, look, Bill, I would agree with that, but I'd also say to you that I think those ones that are being skylarked with are probably also some of the ones that have been left by people when they've pushed them back to her. And what you find in particular around the Christmas period, you'll often find that people have to park long distances away from the main shops. So therefore, the trolleys get pushed further just to get the trolley back to the car, and then people don't feel like pushing it all the way back, particularly if it's a hot or a wet day.
Yeah, but on that subject, look, I know some trolley bays do seem a little further away. That's my job whenever I go shopping, which I know my wife, if she's listening, she's going to go, "What? When do you go shopping?" Okay, not very often, but
when you do, you do it.
When I do it. And the thing is, look, if people can just spend 1 minute out of their day to put those shopping trolleys back in the bays, and maybe if the retailers make a few more bays as well.
Do you know one of the reasons why it's very hard to do that? Have you ever been in the shopping centre when you've unloaded your trolley and you have someone waiting for your parking spot, and the abuse they yell at you if you take the time to come and put your trolley back because they want your spot
and
now.
If you've got a child on your arm too.
Yeah, if you've got
hard.
A child.
You don't want to leave your child.
You've got a baby, you can't put the baby in.
Yeah, particularly at this time of year, it becomes very difficult. So, and then when you go outside of a shopping, like a major complex, and you go down into the street area, and you may have to push the trolley quite a way down the footpath. And, you know, if it's a particularly hot day or elderly people, they just really don't feel up to pushing the trolley all the way back. So that's when, obviously, they're picked up again by people and they're skylarked with. So, as I said, big problem.
Russell Zimmerman, Executive Director of the Australian Retailers Association, thanks very much for your thoughts on that. That's shopping trolleys. I have to say my big shopping trolley thing at the moment, you know how in the supermarkets they've got the big deep ones, which we've always seen, and they've got the shallow ones now that are a bit – and if you're a woman – that is so much more flattering type of shopping trolley when you're loading and unloading, particularly if you're wearing a dress,
because
you don't have to bend right over. So I always go for those ones, but they're rare as hen's teeth, and everybody I notice is going for the shallow ones.
Well, here's the bloke thing. I like the deep ones because I can put more stuff in it.
Yeah, you see.
It's funny, isn't it?
More shallow ones, supermarkets. I like the shallow ones.
And just one more thing while we're having a bit of a rant. Look, please... if you've got a shopping trolley, I know it's hard, but try and stay away from other people's cars. Increasingly, everyone's car is getting more and more scratched and torn up in car parks all over Sydney. I find you can hardly go shopping anywhere these days without having a scratch on your car afterwards. And really, it's a pretty big investment, or actually it's not an investment really, but it's a pretty big expenditure for a family, a car. And the more it gets scratched up and loses its value, the harder it is for all of us. So please try and be a bit more respectful of other people's things. Anyway, it's 28 past 8.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.